We played bad, and we played a good team. So you put those two together, you're going to struggle. We put ourselves in bad situations, third and long. Weren't being efficient on first and second down. And I got to take care of the football. So, yeah, we played bad, and we played a good team. So that's how it goes. And we just can't let it get out of hand like that. And we got to get better. Yeah, it was a cold route. I was trying to throw on his outside, missed a little bit. Tip, ball goes in the air, they made a play. So just got to put it in the spot where he can have a better chance to catch it next time.
Is this the kind of game that you want to learn from, or do you just leave this one in the past?
You could learn from every opportunity and every mistake and every game we play. So we're definitely going to look at it and get better from it. But at the same time, you want to bury it and just get better for next week.
Do you have any reference point for struggling?
I'm sorry?
Any reference point, anything you've been through in the past that will help you kind of cope with this? I
don't like losing, and I mean, it's a big motivator for me. You just get that sick feeling from it, so hopefully a lot of those guys in the locker room feel the same way, and it motivates us to go back to work and get better for this week, so it's you go out there and you get embarrassed, and you know you're capable of better. So hopefully we just look within ourselves and get better for next week, because I know we're capable of playing better. But at the same time, you got to give hats off to them, because that's a good team and they're playing well.
How do you keep your own confidence up with a long road you have to go to see?
Yeah, for sure. I think just going back to knowing what I'm capable of, and just being honest with myself, and I didn't play the game I set out to play or the game I'm capable of. So you look yourself in the eyes, you look your team in your eyes, and yeah, I didn't play well. I'm gonna own up to it, but I'm gonna get better, and they know that, and I know that. And so you just have that confidence that you can be better going forward, and we're gonna work for that and make sure it does get better for next week.
How do you prepare yourself with so many weeks still left for 3 days?
One day at a time. That's it, just one day at a time. So I'm gonna watch that film tonight, and I'll be in there tomorrow, just taking care of our bodies this week, and just go back and focus on the next opponent.
Where do you start with preparation next week?
Tomorrow. Really tonight. I'll watch the game film tonight, and then watch a couple games on the next opponent tonight as well, and then get a good night's rest and go in tomorrow and do what we got to do as a team.
A couple more. What did you see on the second interception?
I released the ball, and then I got hit, so I thought I threw it to Trey, I believe, on the outside, and did it get tipped? I didn't see. I got hit, so I'm going to have to go back and watch that, and yeah, just got to be more careful with the ball, especially we're in red zone fringe area, so it's tough, but got to learn from it. So
guys seem generally pissed off. Is it good to bring that into practice this week, or kind of calm down a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. Being pissed off could be a good motivator, but you still got to execute and do your job. It's good to play with emotion, but you can't let it get out of hand. So yeah, hopefully we just bounce back from that. I know I don't like getting embarrassed, and hopefully nobody else feels the same, or they do feel the same. So we just use that as a motivator, come back this week and go back to work and compete and practice. And, play with a little emotion, play with a little passion, and hopefully that helps us going forward.
Thank you.